The New York Giants segment of Monday Night Live is presented by EY. The better the question, the better the answer, the better the world works.
Manning in the shotgun set, empty backfield. Takes the snap, Cowboys bring pressure. Manning lobs one into the end zone, and it's caught by Ingram for the touchdown. He was wide open. And the Giants get their first passing touchdown of the season, 19 yards. Giants are going to start off 0-2. They're coming right back to the state of Texas next week to take on Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans and their defensive front, which is better than the Cowboys.
Yep.
Prescott takes a knee. Teams run to the middle of the field to shake hands. The final score here in Dallas. The Cowboys defeat the Giants 20-13.
And here are your hosts, Kim Jones and Carl Banks.
Indeed, we're back Monday Night Live at Dan Rooney Sports Pub at Empire City Casino. Game on. That was the voice of Bob Papa with a little bit of an injection from our buddy Carl Banks, who's sitting right next to me. I'm Kim Jones. And it's funny how things work. That was a highlight of the Giants' only touchdown last night by Evan Engram. And magically, Evan Engram is our guest on the phone line. Carl, Evan, how are you?
I'm doing well, Kim. How about you?
I'm great. I guess everyone was at the facility today after not a whole lot of sleep. What is the mood, Ev, at 0-2 Giants?
We're eager to get back to work. We're going to enjoy our day off and rest up. Some bumps and bruises to get to relax, but we're eager to get to work and get ready for our opportunity on Sunday versus Houston.
Evan, the obviously the biggest conversation going on now is the offensive line, which you have to be a part of on many plays. Can you share with us what the mindset is right now? Do you guys believe that it's a communication issue, or where were some of the issues at where you seemed like you had enough guys to block but didn't get the right assignments?
We're definitely not counting ourselves out. We talked about it today. We believe in each other. We're going to get to work. There's just small things you got to clean up. Some communication, definitely part of it, but it's just some more little things that we got to figure out. And when we get to practice, we'll make sure we get the reps and then just make it translate on Sunday.
Evan, many reporters, myself included, called your offense explosive. Was I wrong?
No, not at all. We just got to put it all together. We have the talent, we have the personnel, we just got to stop shooting ourselves in the foot by making mistakes, things that we can fix and control. Once we put those things together and fix those things, we could be as good as offense as there is in the league. We just got a lot of things we got to fix up and keep working on.
So the scheme that Dallas had, obviously it was much different than Jacksonville. Did it kind of catch you guys off guard with some of the things they were doing, or just you guys just weren't prepared to communicate some of the stunts that they were running?
It was just a lot of miscommunication and not being on the same page with the rest of the unit. So we knew what we were going against going in. We felt we were better than them, but we shot ourselves in the foot, just making mistakes. And a lot of it was just miscommunication and not being on the same page.
Is that a function, Evan, of you guys not having a lot of game time together? I know practice is one thing, but then like you actually get in a game against real competition. Is this a function of that, and this is kind of the growing pains that fans should expect?
No, I mean, there's no excuses. We put the work in. We know our assignments. But like I said, everything just has to translate to the game on Sundays.
Evan, are you convinced that this is not last year?
I always say last year is out of my mind. It's out of our locker room's mind. But we're focused on this year. We're focused on the task at hand. So I don't really think about last year at all. We have a whole new opportunity this year, and I have a whole new opportunity this weekend in Houston, so I'm not really thinking about last year or try to compare.
How's the mental state of the team? Are you mentally – I know the coach always talks about he wants a gritty team. Are you guys mentally tough enough to just get back up on your feet? Obviously, you got to play the game, but do you feel that your teammates including yourself, are just ready to go for the next challenge and ready to be more than ready to go, but ready to try to put forth a winning effort?
I don't think our effort is the problem. I think we show up every day to go to work, we definitely fought all game last night. Effort is definitely not a problem. We're not about to sit here and panic, or we're not going to point fingers at people that say that we're not giving a good effort. Our guys fight. We're definitely been fighting our butts off. Like I said, it's the small things that schematically we got to get on the same page about.
Evan Engram, Giants tight end, is our guest. Kim Jones and Carl Banks with you on Monday Night Live. Just a couple more minutes with Evan. Evan, when you look at the film, or perhaps even in live action, do you recognize that there are big plays left on the field, whether it's Odell in the end zone? You've been open a couple of times, obviously Sterling as well. Do you guys see the opportunity to put a lot of points on the board, even though you haven't so far?
Those stuff definitely get pointed out on film. There's plays in football that definitely you're gonna miss, it's definitely on the film, and like I said, we've got some things to fix up and get more time or communicate better, and we get those little things in place and those big plays happen.
Evan, I want to clear up one thing. When I say effort, winning effort, I'm not talking about what you guys put on out there in terms of how hard you're playing. I'm saying, when I say winning effort, meaning cleaning up all the mistakes that will give you a chance to win football games. I wasn't questioning you guys' effort. I don't think we've seen you guys quit out there on the field.
Yeah, no, I understand. It was just I understand what you're saying. Like I said, we work on things in practice, and it's up to us to put it forward on Sunday. So we're good in practice, but that's something we got to improve on, is just making it translate on Sunday, and that's going to be definitely a focal point this week.
Evan, what's Eli's message been with you guys?
We didn't get to really talk that much today. We just got in meetings and watched film. Went over the film with the coaches, but Eli is always going to keep us up, and we're going to keep working. And Eli is definitely going to be the same guy he always is, come in to work and find things to improve on, and that's what we're going to do this week and going forward. No matter even win or lose, it's the same. We're going to keep working on things, and it's going to be the same thing, just getting better each and every week and attacking it.
So when the game was over with, we had a few of your teammates that kind of went to social media and said that, you know, they were expecting better for themselves and that the fans expected better. And I know the Giant fans are kind of unique. They're very passionate about their team. Is there a message to the fans that you want to relay? Like, obviously nobody wants to jump ship, but a lot of people are just confused as to what type of team you guys are going to be. Is there a message you want to give to the fans?
You made a good point. Our fans are definitely real passionate, and they care a lot about us, and they support us through thick and thin. I know they're going to stay by our side, but just know that we're working, and we're going to go out there each and every Sunday and give our best effort and fight for our team and fight for each other. And eventually things are going to click, and we're going to get this thing going.
Evan, you guys like to have a lot of fun. You dance. You have playmakers all over the place, yourself included. I have to believe that you can't wait for this team to break out. Maybe a little confidence would help this team exhale and kind of become what we all think it could have been. If that made sense to you, would you agree?
Definitely. I mean, both games we played, we're one or two big plays away from winning those games, and we're not panicking, and we're not worried. We're just going to keep on working, and things are going to pop. When they do pop, it's going to show what this offense is capable of.
Evan, last question. Carl's finished. I got one more. When they asked you to do this interview, did you say yes right away? And I don't ask that flippantly. I ask that because sometimes after a loss, guys don't want to talk. You've been terrific. It does not surprise me that you're our guest tonight. But was it an automatic yes from you?
As soon as they said it was you, I didn't have any problem.
Boom, there we go. Good answer, Evan.
I didn't ask for that reason.
I definitely feel better about talking to you guys after a big win. It's the nature of the game, and we gotta stay positive and answer questions and just keep going forward.
Well, because the New York Yankees are also on the fan, Evan, we don't have another show till October, but we're going to have you on after a win. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
All right. Evan, we'll see you Wednesday in the locker room. Thank you so much, Evan Engram.
All right. See y'all.
He's a good guy, Carl. He's a good guy in the locker room. He's a good player. I understand they all have things to clean up, but he's part of the solution for sure if this thing's going to turn. And, you know, for them and us, I hope it turns Sunday because losing seasons aren't fun for anyone.
No, they aren't. But the thing about it is he feels confident that they have the plays that they're leaving out there that will. And he said when it pops, you'll see just
yes. Do you believe
explosive.
That?
I do.
I do, too.
I do, too. And, you know, and I can be on record as saying I believe in this coach. I believe he's gonna get it right. I think the players believe in him and what he's doing. So let's see. Obviously, again, they have to put forth a winning effort.
Yep.
You know, process without progress is just wasted energy.
Yes.
You know
and
what I mean?
It can be very, very frustrating
People always say trust in the process, but, you know, that process needs progress.
Yes, you need to see something positive.
Right.